The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to this week's edition of When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is dedicated to your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, a United Way partner agency serving the Siouxland community. Joining me today is my colleague and co-host, Brenda Geisinger, Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm fabulous. How about you?
Well, not bad. It looks like a nice weekend. You got any plans?
Just hanging out with my children.
Oh, that'll be fun. You still writing your book? You're gonna share with us later on
how to do it all right. All the adventures.
How to do it right. I love it. You know, Bonnie Raitt and Mavis Staples are going to rock the Orpheum tonight.
Yes.
Looking forward to a real great show. So, Brenda, would you please introduce today's guest and our topic?
Today we have with us Stacy. She is a therapist at Family Services. She also is certified in play therapy. So welcome, Stacy. You've been with us before, and it's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you.
Bonnie, Stacy, welcome.
Good morning.
So what are we going to talk about today? What's our topic?
So our topic is benefits for children who play sports. You know, we're wrapping up the summer with baseball and all those activities going into the school year and just really focusing all those positive things when kids play sports.
Well, okay. Well, this should be an interesting show. And Stacy, thank you for joining us. So let's kick it off right now. What are the benefits for children who play sports?
Well, we'll highlight there are physical, emotional, social, mental, and educational benefits of kids playing sports. So with some of the physical benefits, it helps kids, it encourages them to be active, get outside. There's a decreased risk of obesity with children. They have increased endurance and strength, increases their heart and lung function, which is good. It develops different muscles and overall muscle strength for children, and then coordination and balance. So over time, sports help increase coordination and enhance balance.
I could always use that.
Well, I really going back and I'm trying to think back to the day. I mean, also true, I'll tell you. And we just kind of get into it. And it also comes with a mindset that comes with it that starts to establish a discipline. Because you have a like for it. You understand the benefits of doing it at an early stage. Let's look at that physical side of it. You know, kids are forming. Let's get an age group. Let's frame this.
I think it starts from the very beginning when they start playing. It's really cute to watch kids as they develop their skills. When you watch kids and let's say they start soccer at maybe four, and they can hardly kick the ball, and they can't kick very far, or they don't even know what goal they're going to. They get tired, and then you watch as they age, and their skills just improve dramatically year to year.
You know, and they develop at a different age. Some of the kids are a little more advanced when they get in there. You see them in Y soccer leagues and the various soccer leagues around town. Some kids get it early. But I love it when those are the ones who champion, the ones who are still developing and kind of coming along with their game. And at that stage, those games that we play, going all the way back as a kid, tag, Red Rover, hide and seek, all those games that we play, dodgeball, but kind of like forming that sports environment for us. We forgot to mention one word, fun.
Yes.
Fun.
Yes.
We're having fun doing this again. So I look at for the elderly right now. Well, elder, take that back. I'm sorry, that slipped. Looking for us older folks, looking for something new to help with our physical improvement, pickleball. And that's come over like crazy. I was just reading an article where one community was having a problem with parking space. at the pickleball courts, and people were starting to complain about it. I said, I love it. That's really popular.
That's really big right now.
Really big, I'm telling you. We got to do a show on the mental benefits of pickleball. You know, go take your frustrations out of pickleball. You know? Well, anyhow, let's back to our topic. You look at kids early age when they play their games. That's the starting point. And they start to develop their interests. So as we get into middle school, when the activities are no longer just phys ed required, now they have the option of participating in different sports. Should parents be there to encourage that?
Yes. Yes, I think kids, for the most part, they want their parents there to be their cheerleaders and be supportive of them.
Well, you know, a lot of times when you look at that, I've always believed that the child has to have the personality or the temperament, I should say, for the sport. A lot of kids like team sports, but there are a lot of kids out there also that would take track, swimming, sports that are more individualized where they can demonstrate. And there's merits both ways. So it's not all about the team. How you can take yourself out there, challenge yourself, and push yourself to new goals. And it doesn't have to be in like a team concept. Yeah, you're on a team and a track team, but you know what I'm saying? The competition
individual,
one-on-one.
Yes. Yes, I agree. I think it has benefits both way because you're pushing yourself individually, but you're also the placement that you get in the events go to your team score. So as a team, you can win the track meet. You can win the state swimming meet. So it's both. You're pushing yourself to get a good time and maybe be the individual winner of your event, but it also it helps the team as a whole.
And it all sounds like fun.
Yes.
I'm out still along with my co-host Brenda Geisinger and our guest, our therapist, licensed therapist, Stacey Moodell Norton. And you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well. And our topic to this week is talking about the benefits of children who play sports. Okay, now we graduate and we move up to, let's say, the middle school, high school level. We're talking with those amount of kids where sports become a little more, there's a funnel now. There's more kids in the funnel in terms of the talent pool. And now how do your kids emotionally be prepared to start playing at that level with competition? You have to show your merit, be able to play ball. And when some kids aren't either strong enough or some kids get cut from a team, this has an emotional impact on the individual. Talk about that.
I think it can be hurtful. I do think there are community sports. If you don't make the high school team, if the person really is persistent and wants to maybe try out next year or just wants to play the sport, then you can play for fun and recreation too.
Well, it's not always the high side, the thrill of victory, as we see a lot on TV. There's a lot of emotional upheaval in sports, winning and losing, how we all adjust to that, and we do it at various levels. You know, so I really kind of think looking forward, the emotional part really triggers, you know, how we approach our success out on the field. Is it just because one person did great? Do you play for yourself or do you stop playing for the team? I mean, there's a lot of things that come up as sports get more and more competitive. Now, we're not going to go to the super level. We're not going to talk about college ball because that brings in a ton of money and that changes everything. So we're going to keep it down on the high school and grade level. And, you know, let's get our kids out there. You're saying let's encourage sports. Let's get kids more involved in sports. Do you remember growing up and have to go to phys ed? And phys ed was an hour?
Yes, I do.
I mean, yeah. Then all of a sudden it seemed like it softened up in school. You know, like sports and this stuff. And I know they don't say it has, but, you know, I remember 8 o'clock swim lessons. That was no fun in the wintertime. Give it up. So anyhow, I'll tell you, Stacey, let's talk about one more point before we go to our break. And that's going to be the individual learning, the mental maturation, or the mental maturity, I should say, along with the physical development. Do they go hand in hand, or can one be in front of the other?
Right. I think every individual is different, and sometimes they don't go hand in hand, but they can be developed. And that's another positive thing about sports.
I think one of my favorite sports movies is Bull Durham, and I think about the rookie Crash. Yeah, not Crash, but the rookie they had in his name. I'm drawing a blank right now. Should Nuke. Anyhow, he had the talent, but he had a little maturity problem. So I think you find that a lot in sports. Part of your physical and develop your physical development and success is also tied to a mental growth. You start to see the challenges a little. The game slows down a little more for you because you're growing at the same time as your athletic ability is growing. This gets right back to mind and body go hand in hand. And I love to do a show sometimes on sports psychologists who talk people into playing better or getting over the hiccups that they have approaching a big game. So
yes.
That's all down the road.
Go ahead. Well, Stacey. I was just going to say what you said as far as sportsmanship. I do think sports teach that because you can't be a poor sport in sports or you could get benched. You might get kicked out of the game. I do think that, and it's been shown in the research that I've done, that sports help with emotional management because you have to learn to be able to temper that anger and frustration when you're competing.
You ask any NFL lineman, and he'll agree with you. Okay, listen, this has really been good. We've had a good first half of our show. We're coming up on our break. So continue to enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. We'll be right back here with more of When Things Aren't Going Well, right here on 1360 AM, 90.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, it happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest Stacey Mulvell-Norton. So we're going to continue our discussion on the benefits of children playing sports. You know, Stacey, let me ask you, what validates the information that you're sharing with us today? Is there a source that can look at these 10 items that we've identified so that you can put data behind this that does apply?
Yeah, the information I will share has been validated by different studies. So sports have so many benefits, but there's specific mental health benefits that sports can have been proven to show for adolescents. So exercise positively impacts levels of serotonin in your brain, and that's the chemical that helps regulate our moods. That's been proven. Another thing is physical activity releases endorphins, which are the body's natural happy chemicals, and they reduce our stress hormones. So you can run, or your movement affects your brain and the chemicals in your brain. Sports are associated with lower rates of stress, anxiety, depression, and suicidal behavior. Participation in team sports reduces the risk of teen substance abuse and other reckless behaviors. And I think part of that is with sports, if you start using or you get caught, you get kicked off the team. And that, for a lot of teenagers, that's a real motivator to not use. So that's a positive thing. And if they don't start early, then there's better chance that it won't lead to addiction. Team sports enhance resilience, empathy, confidence, and empowerment, which we kind of talked about, that is necessary. Playing sports has also been shown to increase executive functioning, creativity, cognitive development, and self-regulation. So we...
A lot of benefits there.
I know. Yeah, improved teamwork and social responsibility are benefits, proven benefits of sports. Better well-being for teens with disabilities.
Brendan, let me ask you now, we're looking at this from our children's perspective. They can't really get into sports, but I know they have a lot of physical activity and games that they play. What's your comments on this area?
I think it's critical, you know, what we've talked about, the emotional connection, but also just learning how to take care of your body and being aware of your body. You know, our kids will go out and play basketball outside and it's wonderful to watch, or throw the football back and forth. So they may not compete with other children in the area, but they learn how to compete with themselves in that whole how to play nice. You know, we all learn that in kindergarten, play nice. And that's critical that we teach our kids that. And what Stacy mentioned of how to regulate your emotions when you're frustrated. Maybe you don't make the basket when you're shooting basketball. And it's okay. You tried. And to focus on the effort and that you're out there, putting yourself out there to learn something. So I think it's critical that we teach kids how to do that and how to be aware of themselves, both physically and mentally, and how to just keep improving on that and your self-esteem.
Stacy, earlier you touched on teamwork, and one thing when you know, hiring and looking at resumes, and you know, you always want to see, have they worked as a team before, can they do teamwork? And I think that's one thing in sports that you're forced to do, is you got a role to play for your team to be successful. So I think teamwork is a real big item. You got to be on time, you got to travel together, there's a whole bunch of things you have to do to amend in your life to be part of a team.
I agree, yeah.
And you learn to do those things. And isn't that the way life works?
Yes.
I gotta be at work at this time. I got to get responsible. A lot of benefits, as you said, for sports. On that topic, let's talk about how sports help strengthen character.
Okay. Well, all the schools have character education. So some of the...
In Sioux City schools?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so some of the top... things in the schools are one pillar of character is trustworthiness. So sports help instill these values, and they expect these values. So some of the things with trustworthiness is to be honest, to be reliable, build a good reputation, be loyal. Another one is respect. So treat others with respect, be tolerant, use good manners. Deal respectfully and peacefully with anger. So that's, and then responsibility is instilled when you're in sports, is do what you're supposed to do. Persevere, which I think is so important with life.
Don't give up.
Yes, Don't give up. Keep trying. You do it until you master it. Always do your best. Use self-control. Be well-disciplined. Fairness. Play by the rules, take turns and share, don't blame others, that's important to know, caring, be kind, express gratitude, forgive others, help people in need, and then the last one is citizenship, where you do your share to make your school and community better, your team better, cooperate, obey the laws and the rules.
That's fantastic. Yeah, what a throwback. And those are all the benefits, character-building benefits of playing in sports.
Yes.
And that is quite a list. You keep yourself occupied. I found that when I was in high school, I went from like football to basketball to baseball, but some kids went to track. But you didn't have a summer job. You didn't have a job. You were constantly in sports. But did that keep you out of trouble between that and getting your schoolwork done? Yeah. So it was a great alternative to a lot of idle time.
Yes.
It gives you with a purpose. And then along the way, this is the real treat. Excuse me. Along the way, you run into some real leaders. You run into people that help shape your life. Right here in Sioux City, you look like Walt Fiegel over at East High and the legacy that he's left behind in developing young men. So that's part of the coaching that goes along with it. If you're lucky enough to come into that realm of running into a real good coach along your way, that helps you too.
It really does, yes. Coaches can have such a positive influence.
Now, the primary coach at home is going to be mom and dad.
Right. Yes.
So mom and dad, you got to bone up on your coaching skills here, because we want success and get this whole team down the field. And I think this is a wonderful time as kids develop. And you just want to encourage their success, but there's a whole, how do you take care of yourself if you want to expand and go into this area? There's a big responsibility.
Yeah, I think it's natural lessons. From the time you start, there's just so many lessons that kids learn from being in sports and even organizational skills. It's like okay, now today I have a game, I have homework I have to get in, I have a test tomorrow. They have to learn to manage. And kids, the other thing is that kids that are in sports sleep better, which is so important for mental health.
Well, that's the old saying growing up. Run them outside till 8 o'clock at night, and they'll come home and they'll sleep well. Well, Stacy, this has been great. Brenda, thank you both. We're coming up on the end of our show, so we always like to leave you with a little humor for your mental wellness. Weekly joke. Okay, here we go. Father says to his son, I hear that you skipped school to play football. Son, no, I didn't, and I have the fish to prove it. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, Stacey. And also thanks to our listening audience. Shout out to Candace Nash of KSUX, KSU, for the great job with the Plymouth County Fair. She's an excellent ambassador of goodwill and a county fair info expert. Need info on a county fair within 100 miles of Sioux City? Call Candace. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 7 a.m. right here on 1360 a.m., 94.9 FM, KSCJ. And we will take you to the fair, the Boys and Girls Home Family Services Job Fair. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services is a great place to work, and we have immediate openings for full and part-time positions. So be sure to tune in next Saturday morning. Don't forget to do your homework. Go out and have a good laugh. It's good for the soul. Peace be with you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you, till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.